I'm your co-host, Sherelle Renee. And this is...
You know me, R-E-S-D-O-W-G, the guy who likes sports, real sports.
But the guy that learned how to spell by spelling his name so many times.
Okay. Anyway, what are we talking about today?
We're going to talk a little bit about style and fashion.
That's a good one because, you know, back in the day, I would say that's a girl's subject, but there's so many guys today who...
Metrosexuals.
What's men, metrosexual?
Men who are like, you know, they take a long time to get ready. They are really conscious of the clothes that they wear. They do their hair. They wear nice shoes.
That's
they
not
take
me.
Showers. Yeah, we know. Why are you giving me the bomb for my honesty?
Hey, they saw me in the shower. They know I take long showers.
And did you notice he had clothes on, ladies? Which means he doesn't wash everything.
Continue, please. Metrosexual guys.
So metrosexual guys are men who are very conscious of what they wear. They're kind of like women. I mean, no offense to any metrosexual men, because it's kind of, well, it depends on the woman. You know, some women like stuff like that. I prefer a man who takes a shower, dresses decent, and I take longer to get ready. I don't want to be, like, arguing over the mirror with him.
Well, I didn't mean... When I meant guys were into fashion, I'm talking about they got to buy 10 different sneakers.
Yeah, well, that doesn't make you a metrosexual because you have 10 different sneakers. Metrosexuals are more, you know, they take forever to get ready. They're almost like women.
That sucks. No pun intended, guys.
No pun intended. And they're straight. They like women. Mm. They just have feminine ways.
I've never heard of that term.
You've never heard of a metrosexual?
No.
Where have you been?
Space.
Yeah, we know.
I'm in my own world. Didn't you see my website, raydot.com, my world, get out?
Oh, no, we haven't seen it.
Very funny. But what about why do women not so much as take long to get ready, but why do they have to the latest Fendi bag or whatever you call it, or Gucci? And
well, that's just fashion. Like, okay, for me, shoes are like more than an obsession. Like, it should actually be like against the law how much I love shoes. Like, I vision a room of shoes with little glass boxes, and only I have the key to that box, and I can see each one of my shoes because I'll take a Polaroid and stick it in a little slot in front of the gold box so that, and oh, by the way, I'll be modeling the shoe in the picture, so I'll know exactly what each shoe looks like on me. I love shoes so much. You'd never believe how much I love shoes. One of my favorite things to do is go shoe shopping, and I think it may be a foot fetish altogether, because when I was little, my dad used to take me sock shopping.
Okay, time out. Did you see my segment on obsession?
Yes, I did.
I think much obsessive, folks.
But seriously, you have to understand. The thing about shoes is you can put on anything. You can put on sweatpants. And if you have on really nice shoes, you look hot. You can put on skirts. I mean, it doesn't even matter. Your shoes make your outfit. You can put on a plain pair of jeans, a white tee, and some banging shoes. And
now, when you say shoes, I'm guessing she's excluding sneakers. Folks,
no, I'm not. I'm not excluding anything that goes on your foot. I mean, it could be a sneaker, it could be a boot. I mean, I prefer a stiletto, but that's my preference.
What's a stiletto?
What's a stiletto? Are you kidding me? Oh, I wish I had one here to show you.
Oh, boy.
Maybe I should take off my shoes.
No, never mind. How do we get on shoe? Oh, we're talking about fashion.
Basically, a stiletto is a pointy heel.
Oh boy.
And usually to be called a stiletto, it has to be at least 3.5 inches or better.
Are you?
I prefer 4 to 5 inch heel because, you know, I'm a little short and I like to have a little height on me. And I feel more comfortable with heels, actually. So yeah, I think I prefer a heel. But flats are cute too. I mean, I could rock a flat if I have to, especially a flat high boot. Those work out really well.
Okay, I can see we're stuck on shoes. Can we get on to other fashions,
please?
Okay,
oh, and another thing. you have to have a dope bag to go with your shoes.
Yeah, what is it with these bags? Some women, they got 50 million bags. I mean, what the hell?
Well, you have to have a bag for each accessory, basically, or each shoe, or each shirt, or each outfit. I mean, I can have a bag for every day of the week.
I need
like 365 bags for every single day. I would prefer to have a different pair of shoes and a different bag every single day and never ever have to repeat.
I need an aspirin, folks, after listening to this.
So, let's talk about your style.
I don't really have style.
Oh, we know that. Oh, no bombs necessary.
Okay, I don't have...
Yeah, you don't need to do the bomb. It's just what it is. You don't have any style.
I don't care about style.
I'm going to dress him for our next segment so that we can make sure he looks a lot better than that. Did you even iron this thing?
No, I just do it on.
Did you brush your hair? There's something in your hair. See, metrosexuals would never have something in their hair.
Well, I guess I'm not...
wrinkled shirts.
I hate metrosexual.
A haircut, maybe.
This is why when I went to do Tosh.0, they looked at me and they said, you cut your own hair, didn't you?
You cut your own hair?
Of course, why should I pay someone?
Because it won't look like that. I don't know. I mean,
She's getting the bomb.
I mean, maybe you're okay with...
I'm fine with it. I don't see anything wrong.
If you're fine with it, I'm fine with it. I'm not your girlfriend. Speaking of which,
I don't have one right now.
I read a comment that one of the fans
661-451-69. No, you go ahead.
I read a comment that one of the fans left, and they were wondering if he banged me. Just to set the record straight, he couldn't bang me if he were King Kong with a 10-foot.
This is my comment.
I apologize for being honest, folks. So you don't kiss and tell. Oh, you don't kiss because you're on the phone with your girlfriend. 1-900-CALL-ME.
On that note, we didn't learn much about style and fashion, but we learned that she has a foot fetish. I got it. Oh, let's not show these to the camera.
Please don't. His shoes look like his hair.
On that note, what are we going to talk about next week?
I have a good topic.
Yes?
Plastic surgery.
That's a good one because guys get it too. And you know how women get breast implants? Well, guys get penile implants, which is kind of crazy.
How would you know about that?
A little bird told me. Anyway.
We'll find out next week how he knows
about penile implants. Bye-bye, folks. Keep watching these videos.